Dennis Hose wants to sink a high-capacity well and transform his fish farm in the town of Polar into a water bottling plant. The Department of Natural Resources has granted him a permit for the well, but opponents, including Trout Unlimited and the Menominee Indian Tribe, are challenging it. Attorney Glenn Stoddard helped block the proposed Perrier plant in Adams County last year. He says even though this new plant would be much smaller than Perrier's, it would still reduce the flow in a nearby trout stream.
The net effect is going to be a reduction in the stream flow. The question is how much of a reduction, and that's where we need to have some experts take a look at this and do some calculations and present that evidence.
But the attorney representing the proposed bottling plant says the impact on the stream is irrelevant.
From our perspective, that is a non-issue.
Attorney Carl Sinderbad says state law doesn't require his client to prove the plant won't damage surface waters, and he says the bottling plant would extract only 180,000 gallons a day, much less water than the hundreds of irrigation wells farmers use across the state.
It is quite common for agricultural wells to withdraw well in excess of 2 million gallons per day, and those, by and large, that water is not returned to the system.
Opponents of the Polar bottling plant suspect Perrier may be financing it, but a spokesperson for Perrier says the company considered buying the land last year and decided not to. There will be a contested case hearing on the proposed high-capacity well for the plant sometime early next year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.